Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and this is Earnestly Speaking, and we're on Long Island News Radio 103.9, talking to Ted Rosenberg. He's a trial attorney in the litigation of accidents and liability and things of that nature. And we talked about, in the last segment, we were talking about the overuse of drugs and the prescription and the suit that the county is considering. And in this segment, we want to talk about the things that mean most to most people, the things that happen to you and I, like automobile accidents and the injuries we can sustain. Ted, typically, how is all of that handled? Do you have a way that you advise people?
Well, sure. First of all, I represent people who are injured in accidents. The most common way that that seems to occur here in Suffolk County is in an automobile accident. So the majority of the cases that we see at my firm, which is Rosenberg and Gluck, are automobile accident cases.
Where are you located?
In Holtzville on Portion Road. And so people have a host of questions once they're in an automobile accident. Everybody drives here on Long Island. So number one, how am I going to get around? My car's banged up. Number two, who's going to pay my medical bills? I just went to the emergency room, or the doctor wants to do an MRI. Maybe I don't have private health insurance. How does that get handled? And then third, you know what? I broke my arm, say. Who's going to pay me for that, for my pain and suffering? Well, who's going to pay me if I can't work for 3 weeks? So those are the types of questions that we deal with every day when people call us. And I find the easy way to explain the situation to people is to let them know as a result of one car accident, they have three or sometimes four or five different types of insurance claims, and it can be overwhelming. So the easy way to understand it is to break it down and say, look, your car's banged up or your car's totaled. That's a collision claim, and that's going to get resolved pretty easily. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer's assistance to get your car fixed or get paid for that. Usually the insurance companies will work that out for you. I explain no fault to people. Under New York State law, it doesn't matter who's at fault if you're in an accident. What I mean by that is to get your out-of-pocket expenses paid, your medical bills paid, prescription medication, some of your lost earnings, that gets paid by your own insurance company. It doesn't matter who's at fault. You could be stopped at a red light, somebody hits you in the rear, your own insurance company has to pay those bills. Oftentimes people don't
believe
that. When
you said that someone hits you from the rear, isn't that liability automatic on the other person?
Yes, liability in 99% of the time, if you're hit in the rear, it's going to be the person who hits you's fault. However, their insurance company is not going to pay for your medical bills. Their insurance company is not going to pay for your lost earnings. That under no fault, and that's where that term no fault comes in, doesn't matter who's at fault, your own company will pay that. And by the way, you only have 30 days from the day of an accident to file your application for those no-fault benefits. So we explain that to people. Now, with respect to your pain and suffering, that's the claim you bring against the driver that caused the accident. And almost always you're going to require a lawyer's assistance for that.
You know, it's interesting. My father had many, many years ago, I remember this, he had an old Packard, and he was parked on the side of the road in Grand Concourse in the Bronx. And he was hit by somebody from the rear. And that guy sued my father.
Well, anybody can sue anyone. I mean, I can sue people who I don't like somebody because they're wearing a blue blazer. You can always bring a lawsuit. Whether or not you recover is an entirely different story. And if you are sued as a result of an automobile accident, you're going to give those lawsuit papers over to your insurance company, and they're going to vigorously defend the case. Insurance companies don't pay out unless they have to pay out. So in that scenario,
well, it was before the days then when you had mandatory insurance.
Mm-hmm.
My father had no insurance, so he took it on a chin.
Well, we do have mandatory insurance now.
Yeah.
I don't think it's enough. The minimum automobile insurance that's required by the state of New York is $25,000 worth of liability coverage. So that if you caused an accident, some people just have that much coverage, $25,000. So if you seriously injured someone, you only have $25,000 worth of coverage.
Yeah, typically we carry about $300,000 on our own policy, right, for the uninsured?
There's no typical. You know, like I said, a lot of people walk into the insurance office and they say, give me the cheapest insurance.
Give me cheap.
And they get, and that's what you get, is cheap. So that's a problem. We see people who are seriously injured.
I haven't checked on my automobile insurance, but I think it's $300,000 or $500,000.
Well, I encourage everyone to check their auto insurance. And here's the things you really should look for. When you say you have $300,000, that's your liability coverage. So if you're in an accident and you cause somebody to be injured, say you break someone's leg, that's the most your insurance company will pay that other party. $300,000 is probably sufficient for most people. If you have significant assets, it's not sufficient. So keep that in mind. But there's something called supplemental underinsured motorist coverage. That protects you and your family if someone else injures you and they don't have enough insurance.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah. That's really important. We see a lot of people come into our office and they say, oh, I have $300,000 worth of coverage. I said, that's how much you insured the poor stranger you run into.
Right.
But you've only insured your own family for $25,000 because that's the minimum for supplemental underinsured motorist coverage. So everyone should check their policy and make sure that they buy themselves and their family.
And it's cheap.
It's very cheap. You and know, once I explain it to people, they say, why didn't somebody else tell me that? Typically, it's too late. They come in my office and they say, somebody hit me. Again, they broke my leg. They only have $25,000 worth of insurance and I need an operation. Well, you should have purchased supplemental underinsured motorist coverage.
Now, typically, a policy has $25,000 on your own policy for yourself, right?
That by law, it has a minimum of $25,000.
So it's,
however,
but it's, if, can you get his $25 and your $25?
No, that's the point I was going to make. It's $25,000 minus what you get from the person that caused the accident. So the person that caused the accident may have the minimum of $25,000. If we can all do the math, $25,000 minus $25,000, you get nothing from your own insurance.
It's called bubkis.
Bubkis. That is now, the, that's now, Latin, yes.
Yeah. I always explain bubkis is a big round zero with the rim removed.
I think, I know it's a Yiddish word, and I think it really means beans.
It does.
Yeah.
I know, but we all know what bubkis is.
Zero, zilch, nada.
That's the multiple translation of bubkis is squat.
There are some other words I can think of as well.
we're so culturally rich in this office that we understand all of that stuff, you know, which is important. I don't know how much you use it in court, but my client is not walking out of this room with bubkis. I can tell you that, Your Honor.
So anyway, that's the typical case.
Do you use humor in a presentation ever? Is it hard?
You know what? If it's forced and it's hard, then it's not natural and it's not good.
Yeah.
There are sometimes, you know, we're involved in very tense situations in the middle of a trial where there's humor that just interjects itself.
Well, let me give you a little piece that I heard. Guy was on a stand, he's a doctor, and he was being accused of not making sure the person was dead when he took life support off. And he says, how sure were you that he was dead? He says, I was sure. He says, did you take his pulse? And he says, no. He says, did you take any of his breathing apparatus to see if he was breathing properly? He says, no. He says, why are you so sure that he was dead? He says, because his brains were in a jar in my office. He says, well, that doesn't necessarily mean that he was dead. He says, no, he could be practicing law in this courtroom.
Very good.
So we left our listeners with a joke, at least.
Happy to do that.
All right. So. It's been a pleasure to have you, Ted. We don't know each other. We never met each other before, but I just saw your name in a paper, and that's how I got in touch with you. And I meet a lot of interesting people that way. Cool. I wish you luck, and I thank you for coming in. This is Ernie Fazio. We've been talking to Ted Rosenberg, who is a trial attorney in the liability field. And we welcome people of all stripes, and we have all kinds of interesting people on this show. Again, this is Earnestly Speaking, and this is Ernie Fazio. We're on Long Island News, Long Island News Radio, 103.9 FM. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, that's great.